fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. And the final day this week, I want to talk about the subject of hell. And I've been talking about it all week long. And I've really dedicated a whole week of shows to the topic, but it really has struck me this year, very, very powerfully in this year of the Jubilee of Mercy, that God's mercy triumphs over justice. God's mercy, that is the mercy given to us in his Son, Jesus Christ. What is that mercy? That Jesus Christ died for my sins. And he died for my sins so that I could be cleansed and made right with my Father in heaven, and that I could become a son of God. And by his mercy and by his gift, that mercy which says, Peter, I'm going to die the death that you were destined to die because of sin. He took on my sin, literally. That's mercy. The punishment that was due to me fell on the body and the life of Jesus Christ. And that sacrifice, God's loving mercy, has made it possible for me to enter eternal life. That's the heart of mercy. But it really demands that I respond to that mercy and to say yes to it, which Sister Faustina, really the saint of divine mercy, our model in this year, leads us, teaches us how to respond. And this week, I began the week. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the programs, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. I began the week reading from her diary and the astounding reality of the fact that Jesus showed her hell. He took her to hell and he revealed to her what hell is like. And she testified so clearly and so boldly. She said, let the sinner know that he will be tortured throughout all eternity in those senses which he made use of to sin. That's Jesus' words to her. And she writes, I am writing this at the command of God so that no soul may find an excuse by saying there is no hell and that nobody has ever been there. And so no one can say what it is like, how terribly souls suffer there. She said, consequently, I pray even more fervently for the conversion of sinners. This is a great place for us to end. All the saints, friends, had this preoccupation to pray for people for salvation, to pray for conversion, sinners, to pray for the salvation of souls, and then to labor and work to the bone for the sake of salvation of souls, because they knew what was at stake. They were first, yes, motivated by the love of Christ. The perfect motivation, the best motivation, the highest motivation is to be motivated by love. But there is no love without the truth, and there's a truth that's really profound, a truth that's bigger than all the other truths we should be worried about in this earth that should cause us to pause and to be sobered. That's the reality that hell remains, as Pope John Paul II, a real possibility. And so she prayed and prayed for the salvation of the lost, everyone separated from God. Pray that they could be united to Christ in baptism and receive the gift of his mercy and the forgiveness of sins. She said, I thirst for souls, because that's what Jesus told her. And you see, what happens is if we get presumptuous about eternal life, and we just kind of go with the flavor of the world that says, hey, look, there's lots of ways to heaven. Just get on one. Maybe you're on one already. You don't even know it. Everybody's going to heaven if there is a heaven. Everybody's going to just evolve and move into the next stage of whatever there is, and it's going to be great and beautiful and blissful, and everybody's good and everybody's going there. That's the culture. The temptation in our time is to not think much about hell, even as Christians. We justify that by saying, well, you know, it's so negative and it's too hard for people to handle, so preachers don't preach about it, teachers don't like to teach about it. That's a mistake. You know, to thunder it forth with anger or something like that, of course, is foolish and it's harmful. But look at the model of who teaches us, beginning with Jesus. Love itself gives us the truth. Saint Faustina, this precious child, tender-hearted, merciful saint, she teaches it with great clarity and determination. She is fighting for souls. The temptation to dismiss it or to not think about it is also the result of the fact that we don't want to have to come to terms with having to change our lives. We don't want to face our responsibility, right? It's really a temptation, friends. And now in this season of Lent, it's so important to do that. We will never pick up the call to mission, which is a fundamental piece of God's call in your life and mine, without understanding what's really at stake. And yes, love motivates us, but look, everybody who ever preached the gospel as a missionary throughout the history of the church understood what was at stake. You don't have to become a priest or a missionary. You don't have to live the life of the saints in order to become a good humanitarian and just go help people. That's not the whole reason that missionaries gave up everything, because Jesus said, go and preach the gospel. It's the same thing that motivated St. Paul, standing before King Agrippa here in chapter 26 of Acts. He tells King Agrippa what Jesus said to him when he appeared to him and radically transformed him. Jesus said, I am Jesus who you're persecuting. Now rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you to serve and to bear witness to these things in which you have seen me and in those which I have appeared to you, delivering you from the people, from the Gentiles to whom I send you for this purpose, to open their eyes, that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. That's the fundamental motivation of St. Paul. It's the words of Jesus, the actual commission of the king. I want you to open their eyes because they don't see. I want you to lead them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. It's the same call the church has today, the same one. St. Paul and the apostles all entered into that mission. St. Paul says in chapter 10 of Romans, I love this. He's talking about salvation is for those who believe in Christ. He said, preaching the importance of communicating the truth, God's revelation. He said, the word is near you. It's on your lips. It's in your heart. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For man believes with his heart and so is justified and confesses with his lips and so is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him shall be put to shame. For there's no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all and bestows his riches upon all who call upon him. For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Friends, all of us are called today to call upon the name of the Lord. Today's the day of salvation. Today is the day to enter into that full-on relationship with Jesus Christ, repenting of our sins, turning to him, maybe for the first time turning to him, maybe turning out of lukewarmness, turning out of presumption, and radically abandoning your heart to Jesus Christ, knowing what's at stake, not only for your life, but for your loved ones and for everyone in the world. Jesus calls you by name. Say yes to him. Just pray a simple prayer if you've never prayed it. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge you as the Lord of all. Your words are true. Your diagnosis of my heart and my sin-sick condition is true. My desire to save myself, my attachments to the world and to vanity and everything else that may be in me, Lord, I see it now in light of you. Forgive me for my sins. Please be the Lord of my life. Lead me into your church, into your people. In this season of Lent, friends, are you radically, radically committed to holiness and to mission? The mission to extend the kingdom of God, friends, is not an option. Not for a disciple. Pope Francis told us so clearly in Evangelii Gaudium, echoing the scriptures and the saints and the recent popes all saying the same thing. You were branded for mission when you were baptized. You are a mission in this world. You are called to be the light of Christ and to bring his gospel to people. Yes, to be a noble and a good citizen, to be, to act rightly, to care for the lost and the broken, the sick, and the you bet. That's a big part of it. But you're also called to preach the gospel. Faith comes through hearing. What's heard is the word of God. Your model is not enough. They have to understand why you live the way you live. They need to know the name of Jesus. Don't be afraid of that. If you've been resisting it, repent of it and just say yes to Jesus and ask him to help you. He'll help you. And he can fill your heart. Like 1 Peter, I talked about a couple of weeks ago. He begins that beautiful prayer of hope, declaration of hope at the beginning of his first letter to brothers and sisters who are just getting beat up by the world. They're a small little new community in a pagan culture that hates them. And they're really experiencing it, even martyrdom, marginalized, rejected. He said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are guarded through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." Yeah. "In this you rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer various trials." Do you hear him? Do you see the heart of a saint? Do you hear the apostle? Blessed be God for his mercy. His great mercy is you have been brought from death to life. Friends, it's not an automatic. Just by virtue of the fact that you have a pulse or that you're a human being doesn't mean you've been born anew to a living hope. We are literally born into sin. That is a fact. Separated from God by revelation, we know that. By the teaching of Scripture, the apostles, Jesus, the catechism of the church, everything, we know that's true. Jesus didn't say, "Go forth and be nice." Jesus said, "Go forth and preach the gospel. Love your neighbor enough to share with them the truth about God's mercy of being brought from death to life, not because of your own goodness, but because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Friends, yes, pursue those goals that you feel like God has called you to. Use your talents to become everything you can be, to bring goodness to the world, and whatever your gifts are, use them, you bet. But friends, God's given you gifts to bring him glory. God's given you a place, a platform, a neighborhood, friends, for you to communicate God's love and to offer salvation to the world. We only have a few days left in life. Life is short. No matter how many days, we got 50 years left. It's a short period of time. Let's make the most of it now. Let's live without regret. Let's keep the ultimate end in view and measure our life now in relationship to our ultimate destiny. What really matters, friends? What's really worth giving everything you've got to? It's Jesus Christ, his glory, what he desires, and he desires that all be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Live in that, brothers and sisters, and we will walk with him in heaven. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.